What does it take to improve maternal health for everyone? It takes a new model of care for mothers and babies. It takes deeper connections in patients' communities and comprehensive care before pregnancy and far beyond. It takes Philadelphia's only hospital exclusively dedicated to women and families to reinvent maternal health care and improve outcomes for all women. It takes Temple Health.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
One more hour to go. Nick Wilson, Jonathan Peterlin with you. We got In Case We Missed It coming up at 6:40. Maybe back to some of the Darius Garland conversation we've had as well. But the NFL playoffs are down to the final 4 teams. Oh, yeah, we got some big decisions with the Cleveland Browns. We're going to bring on one of the true great edge rushers of all time to talk about just all of that and so much more. So we head out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline and welcome on longtime NFL edge rusher, defensive player of the year, the man, the myth, the legend, Sean Merriman.
And Sean's here courtesy of Bet Online.
Sean, to start this, 4 teams left in the NFL playoffs here. We all have our rooting interests here. Who are you rooting for to win the Super Bowl this year?
Well, you know, I'm a former Bills. I'm always going to root for my Bills. But I'm saying it on a good cause, right? I think that they're just playing such a high level of football. Josh Allen is playing out of his mind. And I believe that this is the year that they get over the hump. I really do believe that.
What happens if they don't get over the hump?
It's going to be tough because, you know, you got this window. Look at all the guys or teams that won championships, right? You got this 3 to 4 year window where you got the same quarterback, same coordinator, same players that you got a chance to win at least one up to two between that 4 or 5 year period. What happens if they don't win this year? We're going to see a different team next year. You know, coordinator's going to be gone. Player's going to be gone. And I'm not saying there's going to be a rebuilding year, but now you got to adjust maybe possibly to a new playbook. You got to adjust maybe possibly to a new guy that's on the field that you don't know, you don't trust quite yet. So this is the year they really have to get over the hump. And I think they can, man, because of how they're winning football games. They've been dominant. Josh Allen's been finding targets all over the field. It's not one guy he's throwing to. He's able to find guys, spread the ball around. So you really can't game plan it right now.
Sean, looking to the other side of the AFC bracket here, I know I can't get you to say too many nice things about Patrick Mahomes. You also played in the division with the Chargers and Chiefs and all that. But I'm curious to get your take that there's been this undercurrent of frustration of people who think that the Chiefs, that somehow the refs have it out for the Chiefs, trying to give them every opportunity to win the game. As a former player, what is your take on the idea that the NFL refs somehow take it easy on the Chiefs or give them golden opportunities to steal games?
You know, as a player, you know, you're always told to take the game out of the refs' hands. You don't want them to be the reason you win or lose. But it's getting pretty blatant and obvious now at this point, and we're all watching. And I'm not necessarily too concerned about the refs call. They're going to do what they're going to do. I'm more concerned of just the complaining that's going on by Patrick Mahomes, because he is so great. He is a great quarterback and possibly could go down as one of the greatest, if not the greatest of all time. And so when you see him getting up after every play and looking for a flag, that you don't want to be known as that guy. And I think it's starting to head there to the point where, I mean, the sidelines, he pulled out 2 feet going out of bounds. He got pushed out. He's looking for a flag, right? Come on, I mean, you stop completely in bounds. And the defensive player's job is to get you out of bounds or get you on the ground by any means necessary. Now you're just looking for flags. So when the commentators and broadcasters are now complaining, which they would never happen because they try to stay away from blaming the refs, it's getting pretty blatant now. You just don't want to know that team because it takes away from the greatness of who you guys are. And that's just the unfortunate part of it.
How do you explain Mahomes, though? I think it's fascinating because his numbers and what he's been this year, the offense and what they've been this year, I mean, they won 15 games. They know how to win games. But statistically, their offense is 15th scoring offense in the NFL. They have this great defense, yet Mahomes gets the bulk of the credit.
Yeah, that's the scary part about that team because they haven't been dominant. You know, they've 4 or 5 games this year they probably should have lost. The botched snap against the Raiders, the doink field goal, the field goal block. I mean, there's 4 games that you can recall that they should have lost and they won. And when they get in the playoffs, they're even better because they know how to capitalize off of your mistakes. And that is one thing the Bills are going to have to take note of. You know, there can't be unwarranted penalties, 12 guys on the field, lined up offsides where they're going to take a deep ball or just throw a ball to see if they can get a pass interference call. You got the margin of error now playing against the Chiefs are so small you can't give them anything because they're going to capitalize off of it.
Sean Merriman on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. And Sean, we were talking, this is more of, okay, so it's going to start with a basketball thought. One of the Cavs players missed 2 key free throws late in the game. That has led to conversations on, did he choke? Does he lack the clutch gene? So as a former athlete, do you believe in the clutch gene? And if so, is there a player that comes to mind first when you think of it?
Yeah, I do believe that. Because some guys just can't be rattled and there's no moment that's too big for them. So when you see a guy like balling out during the season, having a great season, doing things at ease, and then when the game is on the line, you don't see that player show up, then that is that clutch gene that that really separates the guys that's really good into the great ones. Because yeah, I played against one, Tom Brady. I mean, we knew that we gave him the ball back with 2 minutes or less, that he was going to march down the field and put those guys in position because that's just what he did. And I think the passion holds the same way. It's just that statistically, it can be terrible. But when that game matters, he needs to ice the game by using his legs or come up with some miraculous play by extending a drive. He finds a way, and that's what separates him from everyone else.
Let me ask you about Jaden Daniels. Obviously, we've done a lot into how great Jaden has been in this rookie season, but is this the greatest rookie season you've ever seen by a quarterback?
Yeah, no doubt about it. And I'm not surprised at all because I always felt, and I still feel this way, I think that Caleb Williams is the most talented quarterback that came out in the draft. He's going to do the things that's going to turn your head, extend drives, throw 30, 40 yards, a dart off his back foot. But, you know, he's going to turn around and get sacked the next play or throw, you know, bad plays. He's going to be exciting. I thought Jaden Daniels was the most polished quarterback coming out in this year's draft. Also, no moment is too big for this guy. Like, we've seen him get hit, bleeding from the face. You know, third and long situations, he's laughing and joking on the sideline. It's just nothing rattles this guy. We haven't seen anything like him, I think, in a long time, if ever.
All right, Sean. So speaking, while everybody's talking about the NFL playoffs, we're on draft mode, right? And we had a few conversations this week as Mel Kiper has mocked Travis Hunter, the two-way athlete out of Colorado, to the Browns at 2. Do you think that Travis Hunter will really be able to be a two-way player in the NFL?
Yeah, I think he can. I don't think he needs to play 4-time two-way. But if you don't put him on the field on both sides of the football at some point, I think you're dropping the ball. He doesn't have to do what he did in college by lining up at every single snap. But you got to have some formation, some offensive play calling with him in the mix because he's too good of an athlete to be on the bench. And you know that he can, because he has the stamina, wherewithal for his body to hold up to be able to do it. Now, the difference is the NFL season is much longer. It's much longer than college. And so he's going to have to find out himself and if he can do that the whole time. But I think that keeping him off and just putting him on one side of the football is just really doing the team a disservice.
Sean Merriman here, courtesy of Bet Online. Check out Bet Online for AFC, NFC title game lines and props, Super Bowl futures, look ahead lines for all four potential Super Bowl matchups. All right, staying with the draft, Sean, I want to ask you if you think the Browns should take quarterback at number two.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built. It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
They've missed on a lot of these guys. If I'm not mistaken, I think Deshaun Watson came and restructured his deal, and now he's going to miss this year, right? Because he re-injured his Achilles. It's the worst injury I believe in sports because you're never the same athlete, no matter who you are. But I also want to say that you got to take the best player. And that best player at the time is Travis Hunter because, the number one pick, went to someone else at the quarterback position. You don't want to leave a guy that could transcend the game of football. Like Travis Hunter, I think he is that guy. He is the one that we look at that we may not see another Travis Hunter for a long time. Last time we've seen a guy like that was maybe Charles Woodson, something like, who has the capabilities of playing both sides. But even at that point, I don't think that Charles Woodson can line up at every snap on the offensive side of the ball in the NFL and have much success. Travis Hunter can.
All right, Sean. So I'm actually going to try and make this even more personal for you. For the Browns at two, let's say the Browns think Shedeur Sanders is like a top 16 starter, but maybe not a franchise quarterback. And let's say they really love Abdul Carter, the kid, the edge rusher out of Penn State. What is a more sound decision for you? Solid starting quarterback, which the Browns have not had for about 5 years now, or elite edge prospect in Abdul Carter?
It's so tough because, as a defensive player, you can get a guy like Carter and get him in on the field and he can make an instant impact. There's no time. He doesn't have to, even learn the playbook as much. You just put him in a position to go make plays. He can get on and be an instant impact. The longevity of that team and the way the NFL is now, you cannot win without a franchise quarterback. So they're going to have to, because I don't know the process of what they're looking at and what's priority or not, but you cannot compete in this day and age without a franchise quarterback, at least to get yourself in the playoffs and further in the playoffs.
Sean, the year that you finished top three in the defensive player of the year voting, you're on a very good Chargers team. You guys won like 14 games. You guys were incredible. So I don't feel like this would maybe apply to you, but what we're seeing with Myles Garrett, it seems like he's going to probably finish third in the DPOY this year on a bad Browns team. Do you feel like he would have won this award had he had the wins attached to the Browns this season?
No doubt. And the biggest thing is, too, to be honest, you need to, first of all, for him to be finishing at that high with a team that's not offensively sound, is difficult because as a pass rusher, you can never pin your ears back if you don't know what the offense is doing, right? So for him to cause as much havoc as he has over the course of this period of time and still set us that high in the rankings is really impressive, man, because I'd say, and I give a lot of the credit to Philip Rivers and LT and Gates, those guys, we scored a lot of points in the offense. So when we got up 10-0 or 14-0, we knew the team had to throw the football, and that was my time to shine. You know, I could pin my ears back and go and throw caution to the wind, but he's not in that situation very often. And so for him to still do what he's doing, man, is pretty impressive.
Sean, Miles is eighth right now of active players in all-time sacks. Historically, I think he's like 58th, so he's basically about halfway to Reggie White's ridiculous 198 sack record. Do you think Miles is already a Hall of Famer, or if not, what's the next step? How does he get there from here?
I think he is. I think he is. And I said that early on in his career that he had the potential. I think that one thing that changed with him, and I didn't like, you know, just me watching from the outside in, I just didn't think he kept the motor on. I didn't think he played hard for four quarters. And what he started doing, man, he started to learn what he's capable of doing because he's a freak of nature. I mean, the times he's going down, dribbling the basketball down the center and playing with the offensive line, you only do that when you're at an extreme level of confidence and you know your capabilities. And these last couple of years, I think he's found a way to turn that switch on, man, and keep it on.
Sean, great stuff as always, man. Appreciate your time. Enjoy the remainder of the playoff stretch here. Always great to have you on. Thanks so much.
Thanks, man. Make sure you guys download Lights Out Sports TV. We got the East-West Shrine Bowl practices starting this Saturday. It's my free streaming platform that's available on every smart TV, iOS, Android. We got the biggest confirmed list of East-West Shrine Bowl practices ever. So make sure you guys download that. We'll be live Saturday, 8:30 in the morning, Central.
Yes, sir. Very much appreciated, buddy. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Sean Merriman on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Great stuff with Sean. We'll react to what he had to say on all things football. We also have to circle back to Darius Garland and the Clutch Gene at 6:22 on 92.3 The Fan.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.